This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. World powers evacuated more people from Sudan on Wednesday in complex international operations prompted by an eruption of fighting that has sent thousands of foreigners and many more Sudanese people fleeing for safety. A French frigate carrying hundreds of evacuees docked Wednesday morning in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, as part of broader efforts involving several warships. In addition to airlifts, France played a crucial role in paving the way for mass evacuations from an airbase outside of Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Taking advantage of relative calm, many Sudanese in Khartoum and the neighboring city of Omdurman emerged from their homes to seek food and water, lining up at bakeries or grocery stores after days of being trapped inside by the fighting between the army and a rival paramilitary group. Still, gunfire and explosions could be heard in the city, though residents said clashes were more limited pockets, mainly around the military's headquarters and the Republican Palace in central Khartoum and around bases in Omdurman across the Nile River. Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by telephone on Wednesday to Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Zelensky, in a tweet, described a, quote, long and meaningful call with Xi in Beijing. A government official said China would send special representatives to Ukraine to hold talks with all parties in an effort to end the crisis. China has repeatedly tried to present itself as a potential intermediary between Moscow and Kyiv. But Ukraine's Western allies have viewed Beijing's diplomatic overtures with heavy skepticism. Xi is the most powerful world leader to have refrained from denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. On Thursday, South Africans of all races celebrate the 29th anniversary of Freedom Day, a public holiday marking the country's first democratic elections. The day is mostly associated with the black majority who were disenfranchised under the apartheid regime. But another minority group, Chinese South Africans, were also denied voting rights. Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg has the story.
Over a four-day period in April 1994, the world watched as millions of South Africans cast their ballots in the first elections where all races were allowed to participate. Prior to that, under the racist apartheid system, only members of South Africa's white minority could vote, disenfranchising not only the black majority, but all other non-whites, including the country's small Chinese population. Things have changed a lot for the Chinese here since the dark days of the apartheid era. Now, as well as having the vote, a handful of Chinese South Africans have even run for office in the democratic Rainbow Nation. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday downplayed concerns about his age the day after he officially restarted his election bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's the oldest U.S. president. Just don't ask him how old.
I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
But it does with many Americans. The president's 80 and would be 86 at the end of a potential second term. He wants them to focus on his accomplishments, not his birthday.
And they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
He's already released his first campaign ad, billing himself as a defender of freedom, heading into what's likely to be a tight race in a bitterly divided nation.
I feel good. I feel excited about the prospects.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the Republicans' takeover of its theme park district, alleging Wednesday the governor waged a, quote, targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed a law critics call Don't Say Gay. The suit was filed minutes after a Disney World Oversight Board appointed by DeSantis voted to void a deal that placed theme park design and construction decisions in the company's hands. A Brazilian dictionary has added Pelé as an adjective to use when describing someone who is, quote, exceptional, incomparable, unique. The announcement by the Michaels Dictionary on Wednesday is part of a campaign that gathered more than 125,000 signatures to honor the late soccer great's impact beyond the sport. The three-time World Cup champion died in December at age 82. I'm Joe.